The slope that you just came down was called Sunset Hill by George Booth. From here, you'll go past the large rocks, down to the unpaved road, and then turn right on that road and follow it until it meets a paved driveway. John Lowe, Pokagon Band of Potawatomi. In 1825, the Erie Canal was completed, encouraging a flood of non-native emigration into the Great Lakes region. Tribal leaders sought to balance the United States' desire for land with their followers' needs for trade items and good relations with the settlers. Between 1816 and 1833, the Potawatomi in Michigan were parties to over 30 land cession treaties. In 1830, Congress passed the Indian Removal Act, a law intended to force all the Indian tribes living east of the Mississippi River to reservations west of the Mississippi. The Clark Historical Library at Central Michigan University. Government relocation efforts focused on Michigan's Potawatomi. The Potawatomi occupied fertile agricultural land in southwestern Michigan that in the 1820s and 1830s had become sought after by whites for farms. In 1833, approximately 6,000 to 7,000 Potawatomi lived in Michigan. Over the next several years, some Potawatomi relocated to the Sugar Creek Reservation in eastern Kansas. Although some descendants of these migrants still live in Kansas, most of the Potawatomi at Sugar Creek were again relocated in the 1860s to Oklahoma. Perhaps 1,500 to 2,500 Michigan Potawatomi fled to Canada. Other Potawatomi avoided relocation by hiding in Michigan. Some took refuge in remote places such as the marshes along the lower Galien River in Berrien County or the headwater of the Kalamazoo River. Others fled north. When the Potawatomi gathered in Chicago for treaty negotiations in 1833, they were sharply divided on the question of removal. The prairie bands of Wisconsin and Illinois, accustomed to prairie life, were willing to negotiate on the point. In contrast, the Michigan Potawatomi were determined to avoid removal. The situation was sufficiently complicated that two treaties were signed. On September 26, the prairie Potawatomi agreed to cede their remaining reservations and relocate on land west of the Mississippi River. On the 27th, the Michigan band signed a separate treaty in which they agreed to cede their remaining reservations and relocate west within 3 years. J. S. Buckingham. Potawatomi Chief Matea gave the following speech in Chicago. "Our country was given to us by the Great Spirit, who gave it to us to hunt upon, to make our cornfields upon, to live upon, and to make down our beds upon when we die. And he would never forgive us should we bargain it away. When you first spoke to us for lands at St. Mary's, we said we had a little and agreed to sell you a piece of it, but we told you we could spare no more. Now you ask us again. You are never satisfied. We have sold you a great tract of land already, but it is not enough." John Lowe. The removal of the Potawatomi of the woods from Michigan and Indiana did not proceed smoothly. Menominee and his band at Twin Lakes, Indiana, refused to sign any of the treaties. In 1838, Indiana Governor David Wallace sent General John Tipton to force removal. Tipton arrived at Menominee's village on August 30th and ordered the arrest of every Potawatomi person there. Menominee was put into a caged wagon. The soldiers burned the village, and on September 4th, 859 Potawatomi set out at Bayonet Point. Not as famous as the Cherokee Trail of Tears, it was every bit as deadly. Fewer than 700 Potawatomi arrived at Osawatomi, Kansas in November after a 660-mile trek. Half of the graves marking their route were filled with their children. So many died along the forced march west that it became known as the Trail of Death. Eric Hemingway, Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians in Michigan. The Odawa have a very strong belief that their dead are with them at all times. People leave, but the spirits always stay. This was one of the key arguments for the tribe over why they felt they needed to stay. How I understand the concept of death is that when you die, you leave this body, but your spirit transitions to a different world. But it can interact with this world at any time. So you have to be where the ancestors are. And the ancestors aren't in Oklahoma or Kansas, they're right here.